This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his productive two-day visit to Japan today. After attending the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit on the first day, PM Modi met with the governors of 16 prefectures in Tokyo today. Prime Minister highlighted the potential of the state's prefectures, collaboration and urged action under the State Prefecture Partnership Initiative launched during the 15th Annual Summit for shared progress. Mr. Modi urged the governors and Indian state governments to leverage the new initiative and forge partnerships in the fields of manufacturing, technology, innovation, mobility, next-generation infrastructure, startups and SMEs. PM Modi invited the governors to participate in India's growth story. Our correspondent reports that the visit marks an era of new beginning in India-Japan partnership. More from our correspondent.
In a major diplomatic and economic breakthrough, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Japan Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba unveiled a bold strategic blueprint to redefine India-Japan ties over the next decade, with far-reaching agreement across key sectors. At the heart of the outcomes was the India-Japan Joint Vision for the next decade, a 10-year strategic framework identifying 8 priority areas. Among the most notable economic announcements was Japan's commitment of 10 trillion yen in private investments in India over the next decade. The two leaders also signed a joint declaration on security cooperation. Om Awasthi, Akashvani.
The 25th of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization will begin tomorrow in Tianjin, China. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate and join global leaders in the two-day deliberations. The summit will review 25 years of the organization's achievements and also adopt a 10-year development strategy. China is hosting the SCO summit for the fifth time, with President Xi Jinping chairing the proceedings. More than 20 heads of the state and 10 leaders of the international organizations are expected to attend. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin are among the prominent participants, making this summit the largest and the most ambitious in the history of the organization. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has stressed that self-reliance in defense is not merely an option, but a condition for survival and progress. Addressing a defense conclave in New Delhi today, he said the government believes that the self-reliant India can safeguard its strategic autonomy. Highlighting the success of Operation Sindoor, Mr. Singh said the operation is a shining example of the country's growing indigenous defense capabilities. India's real GDP is estimated to grow by 7.8% in April to June quarter of financial year 2025-26 at a five-quarter high. In the fourth quarter of the last financial year, the GDP had grown by 7.4%, whereas the same stood at 6.5% in the first quarter of the previous fiscal year. According to the quarterly estimates of GDP for first quarter of current fiscal released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, nominal GDP has witnessed the growth rate of 8.8% during the same period. Agriculture and allied sectors have seen real gross value-added growth rate. Among secondary sectors, manufacturing and construction are estimated to grow. Welcoming the growth figures, Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said India is not just the world's fastest-growing large economy, but these figures are remarkable in themselves. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal said India is a global growth engine fueled by reforms and resilience. In Jammu and Kashmir, 11 people have lost their lives during the past 12 hours in landslide and cloudburst incidents in Ramban and Riasi districts of the Jammu Division. Rail traffic in Jammu Division remained completely suspended for the fifth consecutive day today and will continue to remain paralyzed for the next couple of days. Union Minister of Electronics and Information Technology Aswani Vaishnav inaugurated the country's first tempered glass manufacturing plant in UP's Noida today. This plant is a significant step towards promoting electronics manufacturing in India and strengthening the Make in India initiative. Mr. Vaishnav said that India has made remarkable progress in electronics manufacturing over the years. He said that an electronics manufacturing ecosystem is taking shape in the country. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.